from Rav. No, Gimel Rav? Oh, isn't this the third night of Yerushalmi? No, oh, second night. Sorry, second night. Confusing. Okay. We are on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line down. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Now, the machlokas we had yesterday, last night, is Rabbi Machlokas, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lez says, Am Yisrael does not get redeemed unless they do tshuva. Rabbi Yeshua says to get redeemed even if they don't do tshuva. Now, it's interesting, the Mechamayim brings down the exact opposite opinions are voiced in the Bavli. In the Bavli, it's Rabbi Yeshua says they have to do tshuva, and Rabbi Lez says they don't have to do tshuva. But it's interesting that it's reversed there. And he wants to reverse the gear, so here it's here too. But I don't like what he does with it. So it doesn't sound that way from the continuation of the Gemara. Because so the names are consistent throughout in this order, so it's very difficult to change an entire Almud. But that's what he does. So in any event, now Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said they don't gotta do tshuva. Says Vaksi then say Chinoni kartim, you sold for free velo bekesef tigoelu, and he will not be redeemed with money. Ma'avaler Rebbe Lezer, what does Rebbe Lezer do with this? He says, yeah, money they don't gotta do, but tshuva they have to do. Jews, they will never pay to be redeemed. Jews don't pay for anything, but they will be willing to do tshuva in order to get redeemed. Tshuva's cheap, right? So tshuva they'll do. Kemadatzor, like it says, Tarakesef lokach biyodo. Now, all jokes aside, the Korban Eid explains on a deeper level. He says, Kesef here represents the tzaddikim. And you would have thought that Am Yisrael needs tzaddikim in order to be redeemed. But even though Tzor HaKesef Lokach B'yada, Hashem took away all the tzaddikim, in the Ikvasad HaMashiach, generation before Mashiach, there will be no tzaddikim, or very few tzaddikim. So therefore, since there are very few tzaddikim, you might think Am Yisrael is not suitable to be redeemed. So it says, no, nevertheless, because the way Rabbi Shua understands, if there are no tzaddikim, there's not going to be tshuva. Because who arouses the nation to do tshuva? The tzaddikim, right? So therefore, Rabbi Shua says, no, despite that, there'll be tshuva. Yes, the tzaddikim there won't be, but as Rabbi Lez said before, Hashem will bring about a king who's difficult like Haman, and he'll get on himself to do tshuva. So tshuva there'll be regardless. Amalo Rabbi Shua said, Voksiv ani Hashem, be'ito achishen, I am Hashem, in its time I will hasten it. So it sounds like in its time Hashem will redeem the Jewish nation regardless of whether they do tshuva or not, as long as it's the time. Ma'avil Rabbi Lezer, what does Rabbi Lezer do with this? He says tshuva. Also only with tshuva. K'mod ha'tomer, like it says, V'ato Yisrael, and now Am Yisrael, Ma'ashem Shoyel Mimcha, what does Hashem ask you, Kim Lir, only the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ito Arshins, ani Hashem be'ito achishena, not just in its time, but be'ato. In that which is stated in the Pasuk of Ata, what does it say in the Pasuk of Ata? That Am Yisrael must do tshuva. Ata Yisrael, Hashem v'kel shom imo. What does Hashem ask you to do tshuva? So therefore, tshuva is required in order to bring about the geula. Rabbi Yaakov Shem, Rabbi Shem Malevi said...
That's not the Pasuk of tshuva, though, is it?
No. But here,
yeah,
v'shafta Hashem v'kecha, v'ya v'achor yisrael. But that Pasuk is even better, Raya, right? Because there it says,
right.
Right, so it says there, you have to, the tshuva is going to be a prelude to the gula. But this pasuk is rejoining because of the ito ato connection. So we're using this instead. Rabbi Yaakov Shem, Rabbi Shem Levi said, he darshens differently. He says, im zochisem, if you merit, achishena, the gula comes quickly. It's a very famous drash brought down in Bavli as well. Im lav, and if not, ito comes at its right time. Kema now, still Rabbi Lezner Yeshua argued, but Kema Ch'amal Rabbi Yeshua, once Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Vayorim Yirmina V'smola Shamayim, Hashem lifted up his right hand, his left hand to the heavens, Vayishav, I think it's the angel speaking to Naniel, not Narashem. Vayorim Yirmina V'smola Shamayim, he lifted up his right hand, his left hand to heaven, Vayishav Abachay Olam, and he took an oath by the, what? You could say? It took a life, but by the oath of the life of the world, kilamoed moadim, at that time, at the end of a time and times, the chetzi and another half time, ukechlos, and at the end of nefetz yad, the scattering of the hand of the Am Kodesh holy nation, techlenekolay, then all these will stop. Now, many people throughout the generations have tried to figure out Daniel's meaning as to when the goals will end. they've tried to make cheshbonos as to when this will occur, because it says a time and a half, another time. So that obviously is referring to a specific period. Many people have tried to figure it out. And in fact, the Malbim writes in his parashat in Daniel that it's going to be, if I recall correctly, 1918. In the 1913 and 1918, I remember that that's when the Gula is going to come, based on Daniel's, his cheshbon of Daniel. So, well, no, those who are...
The end of World War I.
1918?
Yeah, the end of World War I.
What happened in 1918?
Ugh,
you guys are so... you call yourself Zionists, you guys?
The Balfour Declaration.
Ah!
Balfour Declaration.
1917.
All right. No, but it's Yesh Liashiv, because he says, doesn't say 1918, he says Tafresh Ayin Ches. And Tafresh Ayin Ches begins in 1917. Okay.
November, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, it was in November?
Yes.
Okay, I stand vindicated. Okay. So in any event, we see there's a definite time. He stopped Rabbi Lezer. Lezer stopped arguing. So you're right. I see. Pasuk and Daniel, there's a definite time. I can't argue anymore. From five things, Am Yisrael was redeemed from Egypt. Now, here, I tried my best when I prepared this to make the psukim fit up with the concepts which we're about to learn, but they really don't work out properly. The Medrash Rabbah, which the Gilyon Ephraim brings down his Perush, really has the psukim aligned better. In other words, the psukim, it kind of looks like somebody threw up the five concepts in the air and the five psukim in the air and linked them together. Because you'll see that obviously the psukim don't link up to the concepts. And then Gilyon Ephraim brings down the Medrash, which links them up properly. I tried to darshan it myself, but it doesn't work out. So I'm going to read it the way it is. I'm not going to bother with the change in the gear. So you'll see, obviously, that they don't correspond exactly. You would have to reshuffle them. What are the five concepts? He talks about when the end comes. He talks tzara, when there's travail. He talks tzvacha, when they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He talks chusavos, when there's merit of the forefathers. He talks tshuva, and out of tshuva. So you need those five components of gula. He talks hakeitz, from the end, that which says, Vaiba Yomi Marabi Mehim, came to pass in length of time. Vayomas Melch Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt died. Vayomach Bnei Yisrael Min Avoda Vayizaku. And Bnei Yisrael were groaning from the work, and they cried. Now, really, it's from the beginning of the Pasuk. Vaiba Yomi Marabi Mehim, right? At the, there's a specific time which came. I think that means a specific period for Geula. Okay. It says then the next thing is Mitoch Tzora. Now that obviously should be going on by Yon Chubanei Somin Avon on the previous Pasuk, and the Korban had changed it around. But here again, as I told you, Pasukim are out of order. It says, we learn after Yishmael Lokim is not Kosam, Hashem heard their cries. Mitoch Tzavacha. Again, that should be going back on Mishma Lukim is Nakosam, right? So it says here, Mitol Tzvacha Vayizkor Lukim is Briso, I should remember in his covenant. That should be going obviously on Mitol Schus Avos, right? Which is next, Mitol Schus Avos and the merit of forefathers, but here it says, Vayal Lukim is Bnei Yisrael. Mitol Tshuva, this fits for how Tshuva Vayal Lukim Hashem knew what was going on in their hearts. What's going on in Am Yisrael's heart? What's going on is, of course, Tshuva. Similarly, it says Lossi Lava, when Hashem brings the ultimate redemption. It comes at the end of time. It says, the exact pasuk is which is missing here. The Korban Eder brings it down. Okay, it says when you're anguished and everything happens to you. At the end of time, then the Gula will come. So Achris Hayomim is Mitoch HaKeitz, right? At the end of time. V'chein Omer Tzatu, it says, Batzalcha Mitoch Tzor, that means out of anguish. V'tzula called Dvarim Ha'elu B'Achris Hayomim, V'shafta, you're going to do Tshuva, V'shafta Zhang, that's what we mentioned before, Mitoch Tshuva. Kikel Rachum Hashem Elokecha, Hashem is merciful, Mitoch Rachamim, out of mercy. V'yar P'chov L'esh V'yisecha, Hashem will not weaken his grasp on you, will not destroy you. Now forget his covenant with the forefathers. He told schus avos. The chenu amr and sato says bayar batzar lahem. Another pasuk tell him he saw in their anguish. We told tzara their travails. B'shamas we know someone, you heard their prayer, mitoch tzavucha, their cries. V'yizkolem b'riso, you remember to them his covenant, mitoch chusavos, because of the merit of the forefathers. V'yinochen krum chasodav, he reneged on his negative relationship with the Am Yisrael because of his mercy. Mitoch tshuva, obviously would arouse Hashem's mercy, is tshuva. V'yiteno som l'rachamim, and he gave them pity, mitov bap rachmim, again, out of Hashem's pity. Chabanash have ichte belishne. Now, a certain individual who had a chait in his loshon. Now, there's a big machlokas here. The Korban Ha'eda and the two Yerushalayim learned that he was a stutterer. The Pnei Moshe and the Gilui Hashas learned that he was a Baal Loshon Hara. So either had a physical malady or a spiritual malady. Asa Gabi Rabbi Yochanan, Zekin Rabbi Yochanan, Shali Gabi Rabbi Chanina, who sent it to Rabbi Chanina. Amar Leis, Rabbi Chanina said, Ezel, go, Toibach means regret your previous deeds, do tshuva, Veloibo Raisa, and learn Toiro. You'll see if it says, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim, that which heals the tongue is the tree of life. So either it's actually a cure of physical ailment or the cure of spiritual ailment, depending on who you learn, like whom you learn.
It's implying that he has the physical ailment because he's a chote.
Yep, right.
Which,
yeah, it's a very basic concept.
For tzaras, but not necessarily.
Yeah, but
for stuttering.
But here, I take that back. It's not that he was a chote in the sense that he actually did lashon hara. But he obviously was not fully utilizing his mouth. In other words, if a person, obviously some people are going to be punished, so to speak, with physical maladies for lesser iniquities and some for greater iniquities. But if you are perfectly using your mouth, then you should not be a stutterer. That's the axiom here. If a person does enough tshuva, according to the pshat of the Korban Ha'eda, then he should be able to overcome that stuttering symptom. So yeah, this actually the physical sin is being, the physical condition is being linked to the spiritual state.
Unless it's implying that the physical condition, it has a psychosomatic or spiritual
component. Psychosomatic would be in the mind. I don't know if that's what he wants to imply here. Although it could be. I certainly can't prove either way, but it's possible. I don't think so. But it could be. Rabbi Chanina b'rei Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Chanina and the son of Rabbi Avo said, "B'sifrosh Rameir in the Tanakh Rameir Motzu Kasu." They found it said, "Masa Duma." It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and he said the way it's translated in Rameir's book is "Masa Romi," the load imposed upon us by Rome. A like Romi Seir. Now there it says that Hashem called to me from Seir. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said a different drush. He said Eli Koremi Koromi Seir. He darshan it that we call out to Hashem, like it says Keli Keli Loma Zaftoni. We call out to Hashem from Seir, from being in Seir, wherever we're next. So Rabbi Shimon Lager Shimon Lager said another drusha Keli, again darshaning as if it said Eli instead of Eli. Kaili Meichon is Davikli, where did Hashem come to join up with me? We say here from Seir, where it says that Hashem goes to take revenge at the end of time. Amar Hashem Leishon said, Im Yomelcha Adam, Eichon Uelokecha, if a person asks where your God is, and Marlo say to him, Bikracha Goroshim Adam, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in Rome. My time, what Pasuk teaches us this, Kaili Kore Meiseir, or even a like Kore Meiseir. We could learn it the regular way. We could say that the Navi says that I'm being called from Seir, meaning Hashem is calling me from Seir. This alludes to that which we said previously, and now we're repeating it. Tayyar Hashem ben Yochai said, B'chol makom shkol Yisrael, wherever Am Yisrael is in Golus, Gol HaShechina Imoyim. The divine presence is with them. Gol HaMitzrayim, they went out to exile in Egypt, for Gol HaShechina Imoyim, the divine presence is with them. One of them, my Talmud Pasuk teaches us this, Hanik lo niklesi ha-beis avicha, I reveal myself to my father's house, but also be Mitzrayim. When they were in Egypt, lebeis Paro to the house of Paro. So we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu was in Mitzrayim with Am Yisrael, the question did he reveal himself to their father's house, whoever is being talked to about there. I think it's Eliyahu Cohen, I don't remember exactly whom. But in any event, the Hashem was with them in Mitzrayim. Kolu Bavel. Then when they went to Bavel, the divine presence was with them. Matan Posek teaches us this, Lamanchem, because you shulach the Bavel, I would send to Bavel. Kolu Mada, they went to Media, the divine presence was with them. Matan Posek teaches us this, Samti Kisibe Elam, Hashem says, I'll place my throne in Elam. Vein Elam, Elam Mada, Elam is Media. Kimoda Atoma, like it says, Vani Bashushan Abira, I was in Shushan, the capital, Asher Be'elam Amdina, which is in the country of Elam, which of course is the area of Paras Umadai. Goli Yavan, when they went to Greece, the Gol Shechina Iman, the divine presence came with them. My time, Pasuk teaches this, Varayti Banaich Tzion, Al Banaich Yavan. I will arouse your children Tzion on your children Yavan. So, somehow or another, it sounds like this will take place in Yavan, and that Am Yisrael is there with the Shekhinah against Yavan. Gol Romi, they went out to Rome because Shekhinah Iman and the divine presence came with them there as well. My time of Pasuk teaches us this, Eli Korei Maseir, Hashem called me from Seir. Now, continuing the Drushas Pasuk, it says there in Yeshaya, Shomer Mami Laila, the watchman, what do you say about the night? Amli Yisrael, Yeshaya Neru Yeshaya, I'm Yisrael said to Yeshaya, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, or Rebbe Yeshaya, Maya Tzeilana Mitocha Laila Azeh. What's going to come out, or in other words, when are we going to come out from this darkness, from this night? Amalem, so Yeshaya said, Amtin li Achin Yeshaya, Yeshaya, wait for me until I ask. Came at Yeshaya, once he asked, Chazar Etzlan, he came back to them, Amrulo, and they said to Yeshaya, Shomer Mami Leil. Watchman, what did Hashem say? What did the watchman say? Mamilo Shomer Lomi, what did the watchman of the world say? Amalan, so Yeshaya responds that Hashem said, Osa Amar Shomer, Hashem, the watchman said, Osa Boker Vegam Laila. The morning is coming and also the night, which is the Gula. Amrulo, so they said, Amrlo begam laila. So they said, we also need the night. What do we need the night when the ultimate redemption comes? Amlem, so he said, them lokshat them sobrim. Not like you think that there's going to be day and night for everybody. Elabogat seim is going to be day for the righteous. Vilayla Rishrayim is going to be a nighttime for the evildoers. Boker Lisrael, or a day for the Jews. Vilayla and a nighttime v'akum for the idolaters. Amrlei, so Amrlo said, okay, great. So we're going to have the gula. Amos, when? Amrlon, so he said, Amos, not them boy, who boy? Whatever you want, he wants. Inti boy on bo. If you want it, and it'll come. Amrlo, so they said, Mi ma'akev, so what's the impediment? Why is the gula not coming? So they said, tshuva. You have to do tshuva. Shuvu, and so you. Do tshuva and then come back. Rabbi Yaakov Shem, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chia said, Ili Sorosim tshuva Yoim Echad. If I'm so keep to do tshuva one day, any time, Miyad Nigon, they immediately be redeemed. Miyad Ben David, Miyad Ben David, my time, why? Because it says, we say it in Lechun Ranana, Hayoim Im Kol Tishmo. Today the Google can't be just listen to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Levi, another famous Agarata, said, Eloyu Yisrael Misham Shabbos Echos Tikona. If I'm Yisrael keep just one Shabbos properly, in the Bible it says two Shabbosos. But in Misham it says one Shabbos. So, Mordechai Ben David, I don't know if you know, heard
just
of him.
Just one Shabbos.
Yeah, he passed. So he passed in like the Yerushalmi. So we see that even Achronim basking like the Yerushalmi.
Well, there's no speaking the Yoma. That's right. Yeah. One shot.
So So the question is what Shabbos Achas here means. It could be that it's a shot. Could be that when the Bavli says two Shabbosos, it means because you need a week of preparation for the Shabbos. So you start from the first Shabbos and you prepare for the second Shabbos, which might be the Yerushalmi. Let's have Pashas at Machlokas. So they kept one Shabbos properly. Miyadi ben David bar, another miyad the Sheikh would come. By time pasuk by Moshe achliu hayom. eat them on today on Shabbos. Kishavas hayoyim l'ashen kosei Shabbos. V'goymer, etc. Chad yom. This is the one day where it says hayom klo tishmo. What's the hayom? With the hayom of Shabbos hayom l'ashen. V'omer, it says, v'shuva v'nachas tivarshun. Another way of learning it, it says, v'shuva v'nach, with return, and with play, with lachas, I guess means tranquility or satisfaction. You should be redeemed. We dajnet b'shuva means Shabbos, and nayich means menucha. With that, with Shabbos and menucha, tispark and you'll be redeemed. Okay.
And you don't need the kesef. You need the shuva.
Either tshuva or Shabbos.
Or a Shabbos nap. Sounds like
a okay.
It's like the expression, God we trust, all of us pay cash.
If I'm so all napped at the same time on Shabbos, the gula will
show up. There you go.
Okay? Mitzvah l'farsi. Angel is a kshamim, elasamach l'kshamim. You only ask for rain during the rainy season. Near the races, Rabbi Yehuda Mera over lifnei ateva came back to Mashiv Ruach Min Hageshem. Somebody, the person who passes before the table, the shliach tibur, yot v'achon shulchag and shmini atzeres, achron the second one, Musaf maskiri mentions Mashiv Ruach Min Hageshem. Rishon shachris ena maskiri doesn't. Yot rishon shopesa the first day of Pesach. Harishon the shliach tibur shachris mentions Mashiv Ruach Min Hageshem. Rachon the Musaf shliach tibur already ain't a maskir does not say it says morid at all or nothing. Adema say shalim until when do you ask for rain? Adema atchiyavar Pesach even after Pesach you still ask for rain. Up till after Pesach I should say. Adema omer atchiyetsi this until the end of Nisan. Shemar it says v'yoy lochem geshem Hashem will give you the rain the more the first rain. Umakush and the last rain, Barishon, the first month, in other words, it was a time when it was a great famine, and the whole winter passed without any rain. So Hashem said, he'll give the first rain and the last rain, he'll give torrential rains in Nisan itself in order to make sure that stuff grows. So we see that the Geshem comes down throughout the month of Rishon, throughout the first month, until Rosh Chodesh year. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Halogos Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Halogos Rabbi Yehuda, name Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira has not actually been mentioned yet. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the Gemara knows, and will expand upon later on, is the one who said that you only say Mashiv Ruach Min Hageshem until the first day Pesach. Not actually Yavar Pesach, not until Pesach passes. That's always going like. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, Rabbi Yehuda, at the time of Rabbi Yehuda, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that that you start Mashiv Ruach Min Hageshem on the last day Yontif, and you ended on the first day Pesach, is Kadesh Sheetzu Amodas Batal, in order as many possible, so how this possible could be, should be due holidays. Why do? In Neshah Tal, Simen Yafal Olam, due is always good, like Yontif is always good. Rain is not always good, it could be a damaging rain, but due is always good. So we want to connect the two. Machal Vishitas in Rabbi Yehuda, is a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Tamanu Oy Mer, Oy Vnei Tevi Yotav Achon Shilchag. In the beginning, the Mishnah says that for a person who goes in front of the Omer Shmini Atzeres, Varia Achronam Maskir, the one from Muslim mentions Mashiv Ruach Min Hageshem, Varishon Eina Maskir, the one says Shachris doesn't mention it. Now, the truth is that the Raya is from the Sefer. The question is from the Sefer, where it says, and on Pesach, the first day, you read in reverse Mashiv Ruach Moed Atal. But Vachom Marachay, the end of the Mishnah says, keep saying Mashiv Ruach Min Hageshem until after Pesach. Right? Right, until Pesach is over. So it's a contradiction. So it's more now here we see the difference. The Chad B'Shem Garmei, one is in his own name, the Chad B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, one's name Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Mimad Om Rabbi Yochan, Aloch Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And since Rabbi Yochan Paschet, like the same name Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Vaham Rabbi Avun said B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, name Rabbi Yochan as well. Time Rabbi Yehuda the Lachon of Zidus is Kadesh Yehetzo Amoados Metal. Is why the most of your attorney should be involved with do. Midei Shatav Simon Yofel Loilam, and because do is good for the world. Adam Ras teaching us Kadmaisa B'Shem. It's a blooper. The first word is the name Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The one which says you go to the first day Pesach, that's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Tanyaisa, the one which says that you go till after Pesach, that's B'Shem Garmei. That's the name of himself, and that's what we don't possibly. Bon Kume. So they asked, maybe I could say a different difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Reish, Rabbi Yehuda and the Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda and the Reish says to stop saying Mashiach Mira Geshen the first day Pesach, that's to stop saying Mashiach Mira Geshen. But maybe the same Talmud Motor you can say until after Pesach. In other words, maybe the difference, Book of Neymar, let's say, Khan last year, to mention Mashiach Mira Geshen, but stops first day Pesach. Khan Lashayla to ask Saint Talmud Motor, that goes on to after Pesach. Amalanzi said, you cannot say the times you say Mashiach Mira Geshem and not saying Tal Motzei Bracha, but there's no time you say saying Tal Motzei Bracha without Mashiach Mira Geshem. Bam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, it should be Barach with Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Chanina, the son of the brother Rabbi Yosef. Noirat, remember, Karavin Kaime Kumi Chanvas and Rabbi Yosef Chavivach. When you stand in front of the store of Rabbi Yosef, your uncle. And Avar, it says Avar, but should be Avar. Avar Rabbi Zir passed Rishal Il no lay, and we asked him about the contradiction of Mishnah. Vamar od, and he said, Od on a yitzvichali, I still have it difficult. Ube sofa, then Avar Rabbi Yosa, then Rabbi Yosa passed Rishal Il no lay, and we asked him. Vamar, and he said, Od on a yitzvichali, I have it difficult still. Ubisova, but at the end it should be one word. As it's Mitzayas, he remembered, like, or became found him. Varma said, you can't say that distinction between Saint Amot and Mashi Baruch because Lo Shanya Varma Lo Shanya Locha Mokul Shemaskin Shol. You can't say that's the generation of the Zeba because you do not ask for rain if you're no longer mentioning rain in Mashi Baruch and Minagashim. Rabbi Acha Dorash, I'm sorry, Rabbi Chia Barba, asked me, sorry, came from Tyre, Barma, I mean, Shmei Rabbi Yochan, and said, Shmei Rabbi Yochan, Halacha, Makkum, Shemaskin, Sholem, only when he mentioned Mashi Baruch, can you say the same Dalmatar? Rabbi Acha Dorash, Rabbi Acha Dorash, in the base Medish, Rabbi Yemei Dorash, Beknishta, the Bule, Dorash, in the base Knesses. In the Shulam Bule, Haloche Mokum Shemaskirin Shalim. Only when you say Mashiach, you say Saint Talmotar. That's why, wait a minute. Well, see, then we learn. Now, the Gemara assumes that to mean that it works both ways. You can only say Mashiach, when you say Saint Talmotar. You can only say Saint Talmotar when you say Mashiach, and vice versa. You can only say Saint Talmotar. You can only say Mashi Baruch Marina Geshem when you say the same time after the Bracha. You need A in order to say B and B in order to say A.
But we've already said before that Mashi Baruch that St. Talamoto is after.
We didn't say it yet. I said that.
Oh.
Now the Gemara says it. So it says more about Nia, then we learn the next Mishnah. B'shlosh b'cheshev b'marchesh and sholim sok shomim. Right? Start from the third day of Cheshvan, Eretz Yisrael, the third, the seventh, it's a whole difference of opinion. But you don't start at the same time. Now we do. Even though we don't. But the Yerushalmi holds, we do. Now, then they didn't because people came to Yerushalayim to the Aliyah L'Regel had to get home in time. And we didn't want it to rain until they actually got home. But nowadays people are not coming to Yerushalayim anyway, so therefore might as well make the rainy season longer and have it start earlier and start saying Mashi Baruch earlier, as in fact we do the case. Okay?
So why in Chutz Lorenz don't we do the same time?
Because we don't have a rainy season. So we said earlier you could start 60 days after the change of the season since we don't have a rainy season. That became the standard. Okay? Tani Amr Rebbe said, "Lefisha ba'olam hazeh, since in this world, hatvos shishol chadashim, grain takes 6 months to produce. V'yanosir beis chodesh, or tree takes 12 months to produce. I've lost love, but in the world to come, hatvos chodesh echad, grain will produce 1 month, but ilanosir shnei chadashim, and trees in 2 months. My Tana Pasuk teaches us this: the chadash of yivakir, there'll be bikurim every month." Rabbi Yossi Omer Lepishol Mazat Vuoso Shishachadoshim. This world, it takes 6 months to grow grain. Vilonoso Shneimosor Chodesh, and 12 months to grow a tree. Abelosi Lava, but in the world to come. Hatvuoso Tesvav Yom, even quicker. Grain, 15 days. Vilonoso Chodesh, a tree, 1 month. Shekem Matzanosh, Ososat Vuo, Bimei Yoel, Lechamishra Sar Yom. We see in the days of Yoel, the where there was no rain all winter, finally rain on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and stuff grew by the 15th day of Nisan, right? The Karev Omer Mena, they brought the Omer from it. My time, our pasuk there teaches us this: Ki Umneitzion Yogilu Asimchu Bashem Lokechem. The children of Zion have joy and rejoice in God your Lord. Ki Nasu Lachem Es Amora L'Tzdaka, because He gave you the Mora, which is the first rain, as a Tzdaka. Gave you the first and last rains in Nisan. So we see that that the shear actually is for grain to grow when there's a special bracha. It's from Rosh Chodesh Nisan till Tesvav Nisan, the 15th day of Nisan, and that is that bracha which we mentioned before, that Lasi Labo. Eventually, when the gula comes, also grain will grow in the span of 15 days. Okay? Just like in times of the oil. My Makai, time Rabbi Yehuda, Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says grain takes 30 days to grow. So what does the time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the Chodosh of Yavaka, what does it do with the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, wait. What's Rabbi Yehuda say?
Yeah, I had it right, but I forgot what it means.
It must mean that the question is like this. That's the time of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yossi say the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is?
There's a Rabbi Yehuda
here. Yeah, I got it. What does Rabbi Yossi tell us with the time of Rabbi, with the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi said the pasuk of Chodosh Yivaka, that's how Rabbi Yehuda learned that grain grows every month. So what does Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk? He says grain grows every 2 weeks. So he says, "B'chol chodesh v'chodesh imavaker." It means that the trees, the Korban says, the trees every month will be corn. Or it's Rabbi Yehuda Dash is going on the grain, and though the grain will give for will sprout every month, he says, "No, the grain grows every 2 weeks. The trees give bikurim every month." That's what he says is going on.
Maybe the grain will grow on trees again, like it did.
Yeah, that's possible too, but it sounds not that way from our group. Because here, but it's dividing it up. It's saying the grain grows quicker than the trees. Maybe two different types of grains. Grain on the trees and grain in the ground. Okay, Vishlosha Marcheshvan Sholim Vesak Shram. On the third day of Marcheshvan, we begin to ask for rain. Hagulam Erev Shiva Bon the 7th day. Chamisha Soyom Achar Chag, 15 days after Yontif. Kadei Shagi Achon should be sold in Har Pras, in order that the last member of Am Yisrael should be able to get to the Euphrates River. Ma'asis Rai Meir, this is live, this is Mishnah Rai Meir, the time of the Ezus Manash will reveal what's the time of the first rain. Meir, Meir, Bechir, if it's early, Bishlosh, it's on the third day of Cheshvan. Ba'benis, if it's average, on the seventh day of Cheshvan. Ba'fei, if it's late, the 17th day of Cheshvan. Meir, Bechir, if it's early, B'Shiva, on the seventh day. Ba'benis, if it's average, on the seventh day. Ba'fei, and the late one is Ba'asim Bishlosh on the 23rd day. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechira, the first one, if it comes early, it's the 17th day of Cheshvan. Rabbeinu's, the average one, is Asur Shlosh 23. Rabbeinu, if it's late, it's the 30th day. Shekei Matanam, what's the proof of that? We found that She'enam Yechidim Yisrael Lisanos, individuals do not begin fasting for rain, Ela Barosh Chodesh Kislev, unless it's already Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which means after Cheshvan is over. Like Rabbi Yossi says, we only get worried if the 30th day of Cheshvan is passed without any rain. I'm Rabbi Avrami, Rabbi Avrami, Achoy Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi said, Akum Oyim Shiva Sar Shuzman. They were all the same day in Cheshvan. It's a time for rain. Why? Because the constellation of Kima, I don't know which one it is, because it's Shizman Kima L'Shakea. The time where Kima goes down, and that means rain. Why does it mean? How to remember that it means rain? Or where you see that it means rain? Shekein, because. Did I just make up the word?
Yeah.
Oh. My time, but the teacher says that. Kishabo Yorad Mavalolam. Because then the marvel started coming down. The seventh day of Marchesh, and that's when the marvel began. Okay, so that's obviously a fortuitous time for rain to come. My time, what Pesach teaches us by Yom HaZeh on that day? It says there, the 17th day of the second month. Nivku Komai Nosfom Rabo, all the wellsprings of heaven were rent open. Rabbi Abba was me, not Rabbi Ledesher. Rabbi Yoshi said, how long can we show him? Maybe Shloisha Mechesh Shalom Yitzchak Shalom, as long as that we begin saying St. Talmud Baruch on the third day of Cheshvan. V'lom Elohim HaKrei Meir. Why didn't you say Elohim HaKrei Meir? Because these tiny, tiny mouths, because some people change their names. Hey, it's particularly Yerushalmi. So therefore, instead of mentioning a name, he said a date. Okay? If enough rain comes down, a lot of rain comes down, I didn't make a bracha dova meitiv. We don't have days because we're not farmers. Okay? But today, in days when they were farmers,
I was learning in Baltimore, I don't know if they still do this, they used to call the Balabatim who lived in Baltimore derisively, used to call them farmers. So, but...
What?
Fire.
The Jews, though. The Jewish community of Baltimore, they call it farmers. I don't know exactly why, maybe. Not sure exactly what the derivation of that was.
But in any event, so when they were farmers, they made a bracha tov ha-meitiv because there was a lot of rain. Because it's a special bracha. The kamak shom yer to be able to, the first rain, could they reveal a standard amount of rain, whatever comes down? But by soif, at the end, in other words, if it's already rain and it's the second rain, then you're only impressed enough to make a bracha. If you have a brick and it already gets completely wet, okay, and rinsed off, then that's enough rain to be impressive. Could they reveal? Again, so beginning of the standard rain. But so, at the end, could they chemisha tishore, not tisore. You should chemisha mukufa. So, a barrel, top of barrel, tops, their barrels are made out of clay. So, the barrel top should become sufficiently moist that you can then seal it down without any glue. Because the clay became so malleable, right? There's such a thing. It's hard clay. It's baked in an oven. It doesn't melt. It doesn't become soft again. Then you can glue. You can bond it together. No, when it would look as if it's soaked through and through, that it already could be just, you know, smeared on. That's already going to be sufficient rain to make a bracha second time. Rabbi Yosef Shemri.
They didn't put it in the kiln because if you put it in the kiln, it wouldn't do that.
No, they did put a kiln. That's why they had to change the pshat.
Well, you're saying that it does soften enough.
I said it doesn't soften enough. Doesn't soften enough.
Appearance.
V'yesh megufa nishreis? Right, it doesn't soften enough ever. Now, the right sakilu shrew, you know, whatever. It's an exaggeration. Rabbi Yonah, said, look, they reveal. In the beginning of normal rain, but some killed kosher, they changed it. At the end, the second rain, even a small rain. Because even a small rain is good as once the rain season started. So make a tov ha-meitiv, even a small rain, as long as you already had a first big rain. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Zira said, none of this has to do with making brachas. It has to do with lefsik tainus nevra. If you're making a tainus because rain has not yet fallen, Rachmanu L'Tzlam, when do you stop the tainus? So if it's the first rain, you stop it for a standard amount. If it's you're praying for the second rain, it's only if you get a big gulp. Rabbi Chizkia, no plug for 7-Eleven, etc. Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Nachum, Rav Ada Bar Chuma. How are you seeing they were sitting on Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yama Bar Chuma? Said to him, let me start with the bracha now. Let me start with the bracha namra. Does it make sense to say it was said for the bracha? I'm like, in. He said, yes. So there's a whole conversation went on besides it, which recording the Yerushalayim bracha, which is not recorded here, but the Korban Ein and Pnei Moshe are happy to make it up. And here you have here on the side, if you look a lot in the Korban Ein on the side, well, not on the side, it's Korban Ein regular is, and the third line down is in the narrow lines. It says the last word in line is the Rashi Tevis Hachi Garcina. Amalei Rabbi Chizkia Ravada Bara Avim Chizkia Sederai Bara Ime. Let me stop epilepsy. Tinus Nemra, is it not going on stopping? Tinus Amalei In. So he said yes. But he said yes on both questions. First he asked him, is it for Bracha? And he said yes. Then he asked him, is it for stopping Tanezim? And he said yes on that. So he said, Amalei Lama Amartalei In Achein. Why did you tell me yes like this? In other words, on both things. So I'm late. Who knows? But she does Rabbeinu, or in the way it says Gemara, going back to Gemara, late Vilan, Martelon. The he knows, but she does Rabbe, because he had two traditions. One is his own, I guess his own. One was named as Rebbe. One had to do with Brach, and the other had to do with Hepsi Tynus. Okay. I'm Rabbi Mordechai Minasad. Back to the Gemara, fifth line down. Rabbi Chizkia. Rabbi Chizkia. Mari Rabbi, who's the Rabbi Rabbi Chizkia? Rabbi Zira is his answer. Amalei, so he said, we also say Rabbi Yezim. Rabbi Zira said, Lefzi Tainus Nemar, this Shia Vance, do stopping at Tainus. Rabbi Yilu Bar Yechizkia, Amar Achein, Rabbi Yilu Chizkia said, this is what Yechizkia, so have Yechizkia Abba Morech, so to Yechizkia, my father, to make a brach, to Yerushalayim, would rain just come down. Interesting, look at this. Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Yisparach, Yisramam Shimcha Malkeinu Kol Tipa V'Tipa on each and every drop Shamoyed Lonit. So they're actually not a bracha, it's a kaddish. So it's special. It's like they have a kaddish Yosem, kaddish Rabbanon, kaddish Chachati, kaddish Kaddish Olim, and kaddish Geshem. So it's really not. He didn't use a bracha to make. He made a Geshem kaddish. Okay. So he says Kol Tipa V'Tipa on each and every drop Shamoyed Lonit. You're giving us what separates the drops of water. Yizku matalei edo, and that way the rain comes down at its proper time. Kamana amalek says, "Benigra merkecha" means to remove from your valley, so too the raindrops are removed from each other. I never fully understood this. The Bible, Yushami, talk about if raindrops all came down together, they'd be devastating to the world. Why? Right.
And so Hashem says, if two drops come out the same hole, then it would cause a flood.
Right. Question is why? That's Gemara says in Bava Basra. Who told you that? Okay, it's a Gemara in Bava Basra. But the Gemara, so the question is, why it causes the flood? I never fully understood that. So two raindrops can't come out of the same place, or can't combine. I don't know, maybe there's some weather phenomenon, like a hurricane or a tornado, you know, something of that sort, which has to do with when rain comes down and, you know, doesn't, in sheets, you know, not in, not several raindrops, and that's what it's referring to. It's not clear to me exactly what it is. But anyway, it says that it's a devastating thing, and we thank Kosh Baruch for that not occurring. Okay? Amrav Yudan, Avoid Rav Master, Yudan, the father of Master of Lo, now he died in separate raindrops of Shubar. Yudan, Mida, Bisan, in measure, measuredly. Shemar, Umayin, Tikim, be the water he planned in its proper measure. Rabbi Yossi bar Yaakov Salik Mivakra Rabbi Yehuda Migdalaya. Rabbi Yossi bar Yaakov went to visit Rabbi Yehuda Migdalaya. Ad Avu Taman, while he was still there, Nachas Mitra, the rain came down. Kol Yishma, he heard Rabbi Yehuda Migdalaya's voice, Omar, you say, Elef Alofim, thousands upon thousands, Anu Chaim Lodos Lashimcha Malkeinu, they had to thank your name, our king. Al Kol Tipa V'Tipa Shah Mori Lanu, on every drop would you give us, Shad Gomel Tovil Chayonim. I don't know if this appears anywhere in the Bavli. Maybe it does. You know, this is language you say by Brichas Gomel. Gomel Chayonim Tovil. You gave people who are culpable favors. So do you say about the rain. Where'd you get such a geshmack at Bracha? You know, I love that Nusach. Rebbe, this is where I see my Rebbe used to make a Bracha. You read it's geshomim. The Kam Kshamim Yirdu V'Yevayim reveal. I mentioned that on a standard rain, the first rain of the season, you make a bracha. What's a standard rain called a reveal? So Molei Kukli Maxi Sholosh Tvachim, the amount which enters to the vessel which holds three Tvachim, Divrei Meir, a cylinder. Rav Yudah Meir B'Tchilot Tefach, if it's the first rain of the season, enough to penetrate the earth in Tefach. Uvishniyah enough to penetrate the earth to Chaim, two tefach. Uvishlish is enough to penetrate the earth three tefach. In other words, obviously it says the land gets more and more waterlogged, the water level has to soak down more and more. If you have a tefach which comes down of rain from on high, the land comes up two tefachim from below. I know it's because of underground rivers, because somehow the water table works, but 2 inches of rain coming down brings the water table up 4 inches.
Okay, that's the way the Gemara is learning it.
What do we know? So, Matama Pasuk tells us to this, to Haim El Tain Kori, the depths call. And we mean the depths to the heavens. The Kol Tzin Rechot to the voice of your pipelines of rain. Amrei Lev Lev said, Amayim El Yonim Schorin, the upper waters are male, and Tachtonim the cables and the lower waters are female. In other words, they connect together. Matama Pasuk teaches us this. Tiftach Eretz, open the land for Yifru Yesha, and they will grow, they will sprout redemption. Tiftach Eretz Kinekeva Zos, let the land open up the way that she did like a female. She Bosal Sin Vizor, which opens before the male. Yifru Yesha, let them become fruitful together. The earth and the water, right? They grow. They fulfill Puravu by growing fruit. Yesha superior verivia, before Yesha superior verivia, they become fruitful. Utstaka tatzmiach, and what causes this to happen? What causes the growth? Tztaka. What tztaka? Zuy ridas kushami that Hashem gives us rain. Ani Hashem berosiv, I got created, meaning, lekach berosiv, this is why I created this process, we could not rectify the yeshuva and settle the, as the yeshuva shal, and settle the world. Rabbi Yaakov, the title of Shem Rishon Gamliel, Rabbi Yaakov said, and some say his name, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, Volomani Kroshmo Revia. Why is rain called Revia? Shravas, it's art, because it impregnates the land. Ravas means to impregnate or to procreate, and that's what the rain impregnates the land and makes the land sprout forth with fruit. Rabbi Chanina Brika. B'shem, actually the Kargilin Ephraim changes to Rabbi Chanina Bar Yekin, which must be the first mention of Yekin in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina Bar Yekin. B'shem, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shar Sheikhita Bokim Baritz Chamishim Amma. The roots of wheat actually go 50 amas into the ground. Shar Sheikhita, the roots of a fig tree rocking if they're soft. Bokin Bitsur. Even if they're soft, actually, they can break through rock. Now, here a line should come in from further down. Look for 2 lines down. You see Tana Rishim and Lozo Aimer? You see that? 2 lines down? So it should be over here, according to the voice. Tana Rishim and Lozo Aimer, Mulamit Shein Oret Shoyse Elefi Chisuma. Now, the land drinks on its outer plane. Actually, I guess I have to bring down the pasuk here also. It says, my time will go in line before my time, and Hashem notes where I am, Hashem who safeguards it. No, he just changed the case. I see. Time where Hashem loves Omer, Malami takes out the word Malami, because there's no pasuk that backs up. It just says, where come a learn, time Hashem loves Omer, Malami, it's most shreds of Yechuzuma. The land only drinks from its outer layer. Now, its water collects in the outer layer, near the surface. So if that's the case, the Gemara's question is, how do these deep-rooted plants get their water? Because the water is all near the surface. So going back to the first white line, okay, Mayasu Shorshi Chuv Shorshi Shikma. What do you do with carob roots and sycamore roots, which go very far down? So Rav Chanina said, Achsu Shorshi, the water table ascends when it gets waterlogged. Every single day, it's at home, Ola, the depths come up with mashkil some and gives them water to drink. My time, what's supposed to teach us this? Ani Hashem Otsar Hashem created Lurgoy Mashkena. At moments, I will at the proper a lot of moments I will give it water to drink. Now, Tani Imoy So Hashana Chaserah. It's an interesting Gemara, and it's kind of a little bit ambiguous. I'm going to learn it. Basically, I'm going to make it up as I go along. So, but it's straight a little bit difficult. If the year was missing, I mean Tishrei was a day short. It's only 29 days, first 30 days. So then, when would you start asking for rain? Instead of Gimel Cheshvan, you start on Dalet. it was a day shorter, you go a day later. That's great, okay? Nasa Chatrona, you add it on. Varmerlay, the another Tana responded, he said, no. Hochin Achar Sidra, Divir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You always follow the order. In other words, you always go by the date. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Omer, L'olam Hochin Achar Sidra, you usually go after its order. However, in Moisa Shoda Weberis, if actually Tishrei had an extra month, had an extra day, Hochin Achar Bura, you follow the extra day, which means when do you start asking for rain? Beis Cheshvan, right. Mechav Shitasi Doraimei Rebbe, this seems to be inconsistent. Tamen Oimer Achas Sidra, on the bottom it says, Lo Elam Ochen Achas Sidra, you go after its order, right? Which means you always go by Gimel Cheshvan. V'ko Amar Achi Bura, but on the top of Hamad Alev, he just said, you follow its additional day. So what does Rebbe hold? A kind of inherent contradiction there. So we want to give a very interesting answer. Again, I'm going to teach you the way I think Pshat is, even though the Karmah Ain't Pnei Moshe don't say it. Rabbi Yizayin, Rabbi Yassan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzel said, Mother Shem Rabbi Yochan, so some say name Rabbi Yochan, Lipasof Nitzurcha. It's necessary for the end. Meaning that what is going on when Rabbi says that Hakol Fi Bura is going on a month where there was a second Adar. Basof doesn't mean when you begin to say Mashi Bracha Mida Gershon, but when you end Mashi, when you begin to say Saint Talmotiv Bracha, excuse me, but when you end Mashi Bracha Mida Gershon and Saint Talmotiv Bracha, when do you end?
Pesach.
Pesach. What happens if it's a leap year?
So you're really ending up in the middle of Adar Beis?
No, the opposite. When you end on Rosh Chodesh, and when you end in Nisan, you're really ending what should have been Iyar, right? Yeah. So I might say instead of finishing that year, Mashmur Rechmi Geshem, Saint Tal Malti Baruch Han, Yud Baal and Tesvot Nisan, ended when?
In other
days, right? Yeah. So that's what Rebbe said. And that Rebbe said, Hochin Achari Bura. And that Rebbe said that in the leap year, we follow the Iber, meaning we continue to say, Mashu Baruch Hamina Gosher, the Seyit HaMotu Do Pesach. So in Cheshvan, the starting date, there Rebbe said, HaKol Lefi Sidura. You always go by Gimel Cheshvan, no matter how long Tishrei was, 30 days, 29 days, it doesn't matter. You always go after Gimel Cheshvan. But at the end, meaning at the end of the year when you want to stop saying Mashu Baruch Hamina Gosher, or the Seyit HaMotu, then you follow the Iber, meaning that if it's a leap year and there's an extra Adar, you continue saying through the extra Adar until you get to Pesach. We'll stop here.